Owen Graham of the Alaska Forest Association drew a sharp contrast with the federal government's stance on the future of the Tongass National Forest. The U.S. government, which he says owns 94% of the land in southeast Alaska, has been working in recent years to reduce the harvest of old-growth trees. Graham, a representative from the pro-timber AFA, insists that the only way to revive the logging industry in the region is to adopt a plan proposed by Governor Sean Parnell and Senator Lisa Murkowski. That plan would transfer 2 million acres, roughly 12% of the Tongass, to the state of Alaska, and those acres then would be available for harvest. Graham notes that while moving the plan forward would be difficult, particularly with resistance from wildlife groups, there aren't many other options.
But realistically, they're not going to be allowed to restore our timber supply as long as you got this political will in Washington, D.C. to pacify the environmental groups. So that's a heavy lift to ask of our congressional delegation, but that's really the only real answer to what's going on.
Environmental groups in Alaska oppose Governor Parnell's proposal to transfer federal forest lands to the state. Bob Kloss, Forest Program Director with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, says the plan has no hope in Congress.
The proposal is for one, dead on arrival. There's no interest in Congress or anywhere to make such a thing happen. It's posturing by the governor. It's a plan to return to failed policies.
Kloss notes that a deal between the state, federal government, and environmental groups is not out of the question, but he says the lack of compromise is not the fault of conservation groups.
Well, there's always a possibility for a compromise, but the state and the Alaska Forestry Association have walked away from any table where we were talking directly, so it's very difficult to see how that would happen today.
Graham's pitch to the Chamber of Commerce was met with enthusiasm by Ketchikan's business community. Borough Assembly member Glenn Thompson stood up during the Q&A portion of the talk and said that, while an admittedly radical idea, he supports the transfer of all of the Tongass from the federal government to Alaska. His remarks were met by applause from many in the crowd. Graham told the chamber that logging's decline in Southeast has had a drastic effect on communities, and he says that unless the industry is revived, that slide will continue.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, all over Southeast Alaska, the demographics is changing. When those, we lost 3,000 or 4,000 jobs out of our timber industry, and those people, most of them had nowhere to go. They had to leave Alaska, and so you would expect, the less and less development we have, the less mining, the less logging, the less of those activities, the fewer those kind of people are going to be around, and the demographics will change.
Graham urged everyone to support his group's push to have the federal government adopt the governor's proposal for the Tongass. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.